Authentic Real English from the BBC. Hello, Lee. Are you ready?
Yes, Neil. We are going to that event for the protection of turtles. Aren't we, Neil? Where is it happening again?
By the beach. They're going to make some speeches and then release some small turtles into the sea.
How sweet. I love baby turtles.
Yes, they're lovely, aren't they? Let's go and join all the scientists, animal lovers and campaigners and beat the drum for the cause.
Beat the drum? Will there be drums there?
No, I don't think so.
But if you think we need a drum, I have one here. We can beat the drum like this.
Well, you're a great drummer, Lee, but sadly, no need for drums. It might scare the baby turtles.
But why are you talking about drums, then?
I'll tell you. In English, when we say to beat the drum or to bang the drum, we mean to speak with enthusiasm about an idea in order to persuade or convince other people to support it.
Ah, I see. 对呀, beat the drum, 或者是 bang the drum, 实际上不就是打鼓助阵吗？意思就是积极地、热烈地支持一种观点，以便说服更多的人也来支持。
No, beat the drum is our expression in this edition of Authentic Real English. Now let's hear some examples of how it's used.
Part of the job of a prime minister is to visit other nations and beat the drum for your country to support business and jobs.
Mary is shy, but her colleagues keep telling her, if you don't beat the drum for your own ideas, who will?
Okay, Neil, I'm ready to beat the drum for turtle conservation.
Great. We'd better go. We'll be late.
Okay. Ready? One, two, one, two.
You're quite keen on this instrument, aren't you? You're not taking it with you, are you?
Of course not. I don't want to frighten the animals. But I might end up forming a band. How about the baby turtles?
Yeah, that's a good name.Let's go. Bye.
Bye.
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。